Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
I'm thrilled to have as my guest someone I have admired at a distance for years since I read his book, No More Excuses. His name is Sam Silverstein, known worldwide as the Accountability Guy. His mission is to empower people to live accountable lives, transform the way they do business, and to thrive at an extraordinary levels. Sam is a keynote speaker and organizational development consultant. He has been inducted into the Speakers Hall of Fame, and global gurus have named Sam as one of the world's top organizational culture professionals. Sam is the founder of the Accountability Institute, an organization that certifies advisors to work with leaders and organizations to build greater accountability and grow stronger leaders. He is the author of 11 books. I know you'll enjoy hearing Sam's stories about the small-time leaders in his life. Well, Sam, it's good to have you back. And man, thanks for sharing about Sharon, how she changed your life. Glad to see you again. As we start again, tell us something else that's on your mind about you're grateful for in your life today.
Well, Michael, it's great to be back and I appreciate the opportunity. And that's really what I'm grateful for in this moment. As you challenged me with that question, I feel like I've been blessed with so many opportunities, and with those opportunities came choices. And I realized a lot of people don't always have the same choices and that necessarily that you or I have received. And so those choices lead to opportunities, and those opportunities lead to results. And so I'm just very grateful for what's been placed in front of me. And it challenges me to help take that same situation and create opportunities and choices for other people that maybe didn't grow up having those same choices. And when we understand that, we see people differently, we change our expectations, we treat them differently. And when we treat them differently, we're going to get a different result.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that, Sam. Tell us about another small-time leader in your life that's made a difference for you.
I've been blessed to have so many people in my life that have shared, either on purpose or just by example, how to step things out, how to treat people, how to act, how to achieve success in business, how to achieve significance in life. And they're two different things. Both of my parents have an amazing impact in my life, as well as my in-laws. And my father-in-law comes to mind in this moment, in that the example that he set as a Holocaust survivor and what he experienced and went through to the place that he grew to and building a hugely successful business, and the way that he built relationships and impacted other people's lives. And so I would say that it's my father-in-law that I would want to highlight in this moment.
What's his name?
Mendel Rosenberg.
Well, tell us about Mendel.
Well, let me tell you, Mendel.
You said Mendel's still alive.
Absolutely. He'll be 93 in 3 months. So he's still working it, you know. Mendel is the most optimistic individual I know. And maybe it was the optimism and the belief that there's a way to survive and a way to thrive, I would say, that's driven him. And maybe that's what pulled him through when he was in a concentration camp. Things almost went the wrong way on numerous occasions. A couple of lessons that just really stick in my mind. Early on, after my wife and I had been married for a couple of years and approached him and bought into his window and door manufacturing business and grew to be a partner with him, in that business, in that industry, there had been a time where there was a shortage of glass. You know, it's just sometimes there's supply chain issues. And as you can imagine, if you're making windows and doors, and if you don't have glass, you're out of business. Because if it doesn't have glass, it's not a window, it's a wall. And so companies would have to stop production, would lose sales, all sorts of things because of being out of glass. Well, we never ran out of glass. We never ran out of glass. We might have been on the last pallet of glass, when the shipment came from the supplier, but we never ran out. And what I realized was that over time, that Mendel had built a relationship with the suppliers, and that relationship was one of respect and care. And the way that he treated them in such a way that they would do everything in their power not to let him down, not to let him run out of glass. You know, he paid his bills early, not on time. He paid them early. He treated them right. He spoke to them with respect. He let them know how much he cared about them. He valued the relationship. And all those contributions that he made to those relationships created a reputation and created a situation where they did not want to let him down, and they did not want him to run out of glass. And we certainly benefited from that reputation and those relationships. And it enforced upon me the importance of making contributions to relationships, making sure to take care of people, not because you're looking for something in return, because it's just the right thing to do.
Wow. That's unheard of these days. That's amazing that he's still with you and modeling that stuff. Does he still run the company too?
We sold that business.
Okay.
27 years ago. He retired and actually started writing, wrote my first book, and had been speaking and working with corporate government leaders about accountability ever since.
And he was one of the models for that, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So tell us something else about Mendel.
Well, we had an interesting situation once. We flew up to Boston and had a presentation for a pretty large player in our industry. And he and I went and we met with the president, CEO, and the COO of this prospect. So there was two of them, two of us. We literally were sitting at a table across from each other. And I went into the presentation and laid out the relationship, what we wanted to do with them as a partner. They would use our product and how we would build and help them be successful. And at the end, the CEO said, "Let's do business. Send me the contract." And I mean, who doesn't want to hear that, right? You know, that's what you want to hear. Well, there was a pause, and my father-in-law, Mendel, he just stood up and he said, he extends his arm, he extends his hand across the table, and he said, "My word is my bond." That's it. That's it. And then there was a microsecond pause, and the CEO of the other company, he stood up. He shook Mendel's hand. Myself and the other gentleman, we had stood up. We were shaking. Everyone shook everyone's hand. And we literally started a multi-million dollar relationship on a handshake, which is unheard of in business. You know, but we went into business on a handshake, and we stayed in business on a handshake. And here's what happened in that moment. Mendel had been in this business for quite some time. And he had developed a reputation in the industry, and he had developed a good name in the industry. And this is really a powerful lesson, because a commitment to a good reputation is at the very core of accountability. And this is what Mendel had been modeling and was modeling. And I got to see it in action. I got to see it right there at that table. And what I came to realize over time was, every time I was out in a sales call, every time that I was with a prospect, Mendel's good reputation was cast over me. I was in his positive shadow. People saw me in a different light because of the reputation that he'd built, not only individually, but for the organization. And so it put me in a situation that not only did I benefit from that, but I fought like crazy to protect that reputation. There was no way that I was going to do something or say something that could potentially jeopardize that reputation. And it created in me the desire to make sure that I built a good reputation for myself and continue the reputation for not only that business, but for the business that I started subsequent to that. And it was just a very powerful lesson that I was blessed to see up close and firsthand.
Yeah. And I can see how that all ties back to your theme of accountability and being who you are from your practice. And well, thanks so much, Sam, for sharing about Mendel and what he did and the lessons he taught and how those people in our life ground us, that we need surrounding us. You're a lucky man. And reminds me of the Proverbs, a good name is better than great riches. Thanks for sharing that with us. So tell us a little bit about your business and how people can get in touch with you if they'd like, and we'll wrap it up from there.
Oh, great. It's real simple. First of all, if you want to know where you stand with relationship to the tenant commitments of accountability, we offer a free quiz at amiaccountable.com, and it takes about 2 minutes to do that. And if by chance you're in the executive coaching or consulting world and you want to learn more about bringing the message of accountability into your practice for your clients, it's real simple. You can go to executivecoachingblindspot.com and learn more about that. And you can contact me in both those arenas.
Sam, thanks so much for your time today and for sharing that. And we'll have all that on our show notes so you guys can click on there and take a look. And Sam is a great resource. I hope you'll call him, become a good friend of mine. Have a great rest of your week, Sam.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.